Good morning. It's 5th of July. Our first reading for the day is 1 Samuel 17, which brings us to think about David and Goliath. I found an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant, which I've decided to read in full. We may need to allocate 3 days to this. I read. The account in 1 Samuel 17 is amongst the best known in Scripture, whether among the young or the old. It never fails to stir, and its simplicity is astonishing. The shepherd versus the man of war, the man of sin. In one sense, it is all larger than life, beyond the possible experience of any of us. David is a special person. In another sense, there are basic principles at work that are common to all of us. What is written is for our benefit and example. So we read 1 Samuel 16, verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. And the Lord is with him. The shepherd used his time well, not in idle dreaming his life away, but ranging beyond his sheep to music and intelligent meditation and understanding. Nevertheless, he cared for his charges and was obedient to his father, Jesse. Whatever our daily occupation, God has given us a mind able at any time to think upon things eternal, and wherever we are, we can have his word to inform us. No one needs to be ignorant about life and its purposes, or about God and his ways. No one needs to be lonely. Everyone can have the Lord with him. These are precious and very real things. David the shepherd, unbeknown to himself, was being prepared to be king. The Lord, who knows the end from the beginning, can, if we have faith in him, prepare us now for what lies ahead. There are no surprises for God. This man Goliath was a relic from the past. He was of the children of Anak, whom the children of Israel had failed to annihilate. As with Israel, our past failures can overtake us in later life, unless we take the right steps to seek forgiveness and to overcome them. Goliath, whose name means splendour, was just a great hulk of flesh. Saul and his men saw only Goliath, and not the Lord their God. God was smaller than Goliath in their eyes. Israel were the grasshoppers all over again, and their enemies the giants. This inversion is a common failing in personal and ecclesial life. With God, there are no problems, only answers, and we need to believe it. They may not be easy answers, but they will be answers, unless we make our God too small. Goliath was only sound and fury, and who was David to be afraid of a man who shall perish? The word champion in chapter 17, verses 4 and 23, means the man between the camps. But in verse 51, it means mighty man, warrior. Life consists of opposing forces, for and against the truth, for and against eternal life. We need a man in between who can help us. One of us, but mightier than we are. And such we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between God and man. He is the slayer of the brazen Goliath, the opposer of the living God. And thus the scene is set, but we must leave it there and continue, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you for listening.